The Ramban at the end of Pekudei, Mem Beis, discussing the sequencing of the parashiyos from the end of Pekudei, beginning of Vayikra. Pasuk says, "B'yom haChodesh Harishon be'echad laChodesh Tokim es Mishkan Omoi," that you're to establish the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year. Adas Rav Hussein, says the Ramban, "Shehu Yom Shmini Gemiluyin." That Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the eighth day of the Miluyim. There were 7 days prior, which was Shivas Yemei HaMiluyim, that began at Chav Gimel Adar. And the meaning of the pasuk, therefore, is Tam HaKasuv Shetokim Es HaMishkan V'Yamud Kein Lo Toridenu Lo Tokim Od. In other words, during the 7 days of Miluyim, Moshe Rabbeinu would constantly be assembling and disassembling the Mishkan over those 7 days. And beginning with the Yom HaShemini, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you are talking with Mishkan, it's to remain standing until, of course, until they journey. And it's not Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. This is the last time Moshe Rabbeinu is to be involved with disassembling. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the last time Moshe Rabbeinu was involved with any aspect of the constructing of the building of the Mishkan, meaning standing it up, taking it down. Once the traveling took place, the Levim would be in charge, Yoridu also, Yakimu also. Fine. As far as what was for 7 days, that's not mentioned in the pasuk. Vohutzrach v'tzavos ata al hakomas shivas yom harishonim. Nowhere in this pasuk is there mentioning of Moshe Rabbeinu's role in establishing and erecting the Mishkan for the 7 days prior. Ki amar lo mitchila, it says earlier in Parshas Truma, v'akimoses es hamishkan k'mishpato asher reisa b'har. Hashem tells Moshe, when you raise the Mishkan, it's to be done the way I'm showing you. And the Kemesh Shapirish go ata ki b'yom haChodesh Harishon tiyah kamasa la'amda, it shall remain standing. Hine yada, Moshe now realizes ki be'es yimei miluyim yitzdarach la'akim u'lahorid. So from this you can infer, Moshe can infer, that for the 7 days prior, his job would be involving not just erecting the Mishkan, but disassembling it as well.
Roy
ha'yakein la'hargi la'abim b'maseihu ki menu yiru v'chein yasu. And perhaps the reason for this, in order to get the Levim initiated, familiar with what they're to do, because they'll look at how Moshe Rabbeinu is involved with the assembling and disassembling the Mishkan, they'll be able to learn from this for themselves. Another reason that makes this day unique, in other words, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it constantly each day, up and down, is to make this day different and unique, in that this day it remained up and did not get disassembled. Okay, now how many times did Moshe Rabbeinu do it over the 7 days, and when exactly did he do it? When did he assemble it? When he disassembled it? Venera ledaita, was there a gap of time that the Mishkan remained in disassembly? That couldn't be. Venera ledaita, but it appears within Chazal, ki b'shivas hayamim harishonim, for those 7 days, Hayamekim Moshe baboker baboker. Moshe Rabbeinu would erect the Mishkan early in the morning, va'omid ken koyam v'chol laila. It would remain in that state for the entire day and the entire night. What would happen is the next day, v'kavos ha'shachar hayamorid oso, v'choshim v'kimo miyad. Comes dawn the next morning, before they start doing the avoda, Moshe Rabbeinu would take it apart and then bring it right back up. How do I know that that would be the way it would be done? It couldn't remain in a disassembled state for very long. Ki ha'kosav amar. The pasuk says at the end of Parshas Sav, during the Shivas Yemei Miluyim, Ufesach Omoi Teshu Yom V'Laila. Aaron and Bana and his children had to be stationed at the entrance of the Omoi, and that means you had to have a Pesach Omoi there. You couldn't talk about a Pesach Omoid if the Mishkan is not standing. Chazal have a drasha in similar vein. El Pesach Omoid b'zman shu pasuach b'zman shu mefurach. It's only when there is an actual Pesach Omoid, not when it's disassembled. If you shach the carbon shalomim before the doors of the heichal are opened, it's pasul shenem of shachto shchato Pesach Omoid b'zman shu pasuach b'zman shu no. And therefore, that has to be obviously in the state that it's assembled. So it is with the Mishkan. The same halacha applies by the Mishkan. In other words, whenever the Omoid was not in a state of being stood up, there could be no kavanos. So obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu's disassembly had to be at a window of time that would not affect any of the avoda of the Shivas Yemei Miluyim. So it had to be done, therefore, early in the morning, and as soon as it was down, it was right away put back up. In other words, again, you couldn't say that it was down the entire night because you had Tamish Ben Arbaim, you had the Neros. Exactly how many times, says the Ramban, actually there are Chazal that say it was several times. So right before that, he took it down and put it back up. Before he starts doing the Kabbalah from Miluyim, down and up. And finally, so each time before the Avodah that was supposed to commence, Moshe Rabbeinu would take the Mishkan apart, bring it back together, and then the Avodah would happen.
The whole Mishkan, or like removed, like a beam.
I mean, look, I don't know, it's a good question. How detailed would it have to be disassembled? Certainly the Krushim would be down. It sounds like the Krushim would certainly be down. And if the Krushim were down, they're done and were separated from the Krushim. So that pretty much says that that's what it comes down to. The Kalim are just sitting there without any wall around it, without any space around it that would be enclosing it, no enclosure. So I guess that's what it means. The Yitachin, and again the point that Ramban is why several times, Shekoza Regilus, all to get a sense of being accustomed, Lodia in Hakamaso, again in order to inform, as he said earlier, for the Levim to see it, Mimenu Yiru Vekein Yasu, Lodia in Hakamaso, Baseder, Velo Yamidin Vefuraka, but it would never remain in the state of disassembly for very long. There was the instant that it would be down, then we'll be starting the process of bringing it back up. Now gets the Ramban's going to focus now on the following. The end of Parshas Pekudei of Sefer Shmos talks about how the Anan covered the Omoe and enveloped it, and obviously that has to do, according to Chazal, with the Yom HaShmini when the Shechina rested. Now, on the other hand, we go on to Sefer Vayikra, and we begin to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe from Omoed, many of the halachos or the kabanos throughout Sefer Parshas Vayikra and part of Parshas Sav. Then you get to the middle part of Parshas Sav, and you have the description of the Avodah Yemei HaMiluyim, followed by Vayiba Yom HaShmini, which was the Yom Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So how do you understand chronologically what's happening from the end of Sefer Shmos until you get to Parshas Shemini, when Parshas Shemini is Shemini HaMiluyim, which seemingly we're already, the Torah is already describing what was going on Yom HaShmini at the end of Shmos? That's what the Ramban is now going to work out for us. Says the Ramban, Lakosuv, Sha'amar Khan, the pasuk at the end of Pekudei, Vaychas Ha'ones Ha'omor Dechoshem Ores HaMishkan, Al Dai Tam Ufi Chazal, Hayatav Yom HaShmini. This would refer to what was happening on Yom HaShmini, Ki Amar Vaychal Moshe Samalacha, Moshe finished all his work, meaning the work that involved the last Hakama of Rosh Chodesh, the Kasha Kila Hakama Sushacha B'Nisan, as soon as he finished that, Ki Sa'ones HaMishkan, Ukvar Kasa Rashi Mashadarshu, Rashi brings a Chazal in Parshas Shemini, and the pasuk Yitzchak by Baruch Hu Sa'am that they bless the people. If Yishkoshu v'sem miguyim she'emid Moshe Hamishkan by Mishamish Mo Mefarkel v'Oshasu b'Shina, the people were nervous because Moshe Rabbeinu was constantly bringing the Mishkan up and down, and finally the last day he did it. He brought it up and he expected the Shina to come instantly. At that point, Vayisoh Nachlamim, they were very embarrassed. Bamu Moshe Rabbeinu Koat Torach Shetarach, everything we did for the last several months of building the Mishkan. We would know that there was a kapara. So, meanwhile, hasn't come yet. Amalehem. So Moshe says, Aaron, achi kedai b'chashu mimeni shaydei karbanosa v'avodaso tishrei banu shchina. Don't worry, Aaron Cohen will do his thing. He'll bring the karbanos on the Yom HaShmini, and the shchina will rest. So, in other words, all the shchina came to rest as described in Yom Pekudei on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ubeparshas Miluyim is a Mechota has a section called Parshas Miluyim. Well, actually, it's Parshas Shemini. It's Parshas Kohanim he's referring to here. Yachol Hukam HaMishkan Rosh Chodesh V'Shos HaShchina B'Shemini L'Chodesh. You might assume the Mishkan was dedicated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's what began the Shilas Miluyim. And then you had the 8th of Nisan, which is when the Shechina came down. Tamil Omar, no. Uv'yom HaKimis HaMishkan, says the Pasuk in Baroscha, on the day of the Hakama, which is Yom Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Biyom HaChodesh Rishon Takim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ki Sa'an Es HaMishkan U'O HaEdus. That's when the Anan covered the Mishkan. In other words, on the day of the Hakama, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when the Anan came down. Melamed shabiyom shukam haMishkan sharas haShchina aidei ma'isa Aaron. Hinei yom v'feirush. So all this points in the direction Chazal explicitly saying ki kisoy ha'anan es haMishkan b'shmini gemiguy. So that day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Anan came down, was Shemini Miluyim, the Hu Echad Ben Nisan. And therefore, what's described at the end of Sefer Shemos, based on saying all this, Im Kein Tia Koa Pasha Azos Lidaitam Yom Shemini. So once we put two and two together, we know that the Shechina rested on the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. And Yom HaKamas HaMishkan is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's the Yom HaShemini. And therefore, all this at the end of Pekudei is describing what was happening in Yom HaShemini. So the question would be, obviously, then how do you get to Parshas Vayikra and Sefer Vayikra, which seems to be going back in time to the 7 days prior to Yom HaShemini, which only gets to Yom HaShemini on Parshas Shemini? So the answer is that the Torah is flashing ahead. The Torah is now giving us the picture of how everything ends up coming together with the Mishkan and the Shechina on Yom HaShemini on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then the Torah backtracks a little bit to give us the Tzivuyim that came for the 7 days prior. That's the Ramban's answer. Let's see inside. V'hayezeh mipnei kshakosav yesader ki tziva Hashem es Moshe shetia kamas haMishkan l'chalosa, means for completion, he finished everything. And it would remain that way. Now, what's going on in Vayikra is as follows. We open up Sefer Vayikra. What are we doing now? We're going back to Hashem communicating to Moshe from the Ol Moed. In other words, this is already not Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is back to the beginning of Shavuos Mei Miluim. There are Karbanos over the Shavuos Mei Miluim, and they have to have the knowledge of what to do with the Karbanos. So there were Chatas, there's an Ola. So the Torah gives us all the Tzivuyim that began on Chav Gimel Adar before the formal Hashroyas HaShechina, right? Ukidmus Vayalehem, a proof to all of this, Mashakasa. Vayibiyom Kalos Moshe Elokim Es HaMishkan. When Moshe completed erecting the Mishkan, the Imlo Horido, so if he had never taken it down, Matan Biyom Kalos, that he's finishing Elokim. Ki Biyom Echad, Hecha Vekila, he finished on one day. The answer is he was doing it for 7 days before. The answer is there was the Hakama over the 7 days, which was up and down, up and down, up and down. And now that finished. And it was a Rosh Chodesh Nisan that it's Biyom Kalos Moshe Lakim, there's no more Hakama, this is it. This is the last one that Moshe did. Ra'od Sha'amar, Sha'am Zadam Hashem Tziv Hashem Tasu, in Parsha Shemini, V'yera Kvod Hashem El Kol Ha'am, U'mashmo Zesh Adayin Lo Kisa Nesal Moed, in other words, that was only your Rosh Chodesh. So at the end of Pekudei, the Torah is flashing ahead to what happened in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What comes out of all this is the following important thing we don't realize. Before Shavuos Mei Miluim commences, at the first day, you could say, of Shavuos Mei Miluim, Nidbar Lemoshe Misham Kol HaParshios HaNemoros Mitchila Sefer Vayikra Ad Vayibei HaMashmini. All those sections dealing with the various kabanos were told to Moshe on Chav Gimel Adar. Avo lo hoya ha'anan mechasa oso. But it wasn't covered and valid by the Anan. V'yisvurim shahaya adibu la Moshe sham in ha'shamayim kashahaya be'eretz mitzvayim. When Hashem spoke in Eretz Mitzvayim, the mitzvah sachoy zelachem, it came in ha'shamayim. So that's what it was now. There was no Anan yet on the Mishkan, but it was coming min Hashemayim. That's what they thought. Now, all this is one mahalach. The Ramban presents what seems to be another mahalach within Chazal. Avod Medrash Chazis Matzasi. Medrash Chazis is a reference to Medrash Shir Hashirim, but it's pointed out we don't have it there. We have it in Kohelis Rabbah. what is pointed out in the Medrash. This should have been the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Things are not chronological. In other words, this Chazal is assuming that the Tzivuyim on the Karbanos in Vayikra occurred after Vayikra Hashem al Kol Ha'am, after the Shechina rested on Yom Hashmini on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it's not chronological. If that's correct, then what do you make of all Vayikra al Moshe? It's after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Imkain V'Yir Vayikra al Moshe Me'ol Moed. After the Karbanos of Aaron were consumed. And then we have to figure the following. We know that right after that, it talks about the death of Nadav and Avihu. And then after that, you have Hashem speaking to Aaron, Yayin v'Shecher al Tesht. Now, we're going to put the Diburim of Moshe, Hashem to Moshe, Vayikra Moshe, with all the halachas of Karbanos, vis-a-vis the Dibur of Hashem to Aaron, Yayin v'Shecher al Tesht, which is the first Dibur stated in Shemini after Nisas Nadav and Avihu, which was at right after the time that Hashem rested the Shechina on the Mishkan and consumed the Karbanos. So you can say that the first Dibur from the Ol Moed, newly constructed, was to Aaron before Moshe. So it's Rabban, you have to assume that that would have been Aaron's, the Dibur to Aaron was the next day. And that same day was when Hashem told all these parashios from the beginning of Vayikra, because that would have certainly been the first Dibur and not the second. So he says as follows, V'yihi ha-Dibur la'Aaron yayin v'Shecher al Tesht mimochras, the next day. So obviously that's another way to understand the parashas, and then you have to sort of put in Vayikra and Tzav, at least into the middle of Tzav, before the Yayin v'Shecher al Tesht. I'm not sure how much weight to give to this Medrash Chaziz. Is this a consensus opinion or only an individual's opinion? Because it's mentioned in Rabbi Yishmael. Now, with this in mind, we have maybe a few quick minutes just to look in Parshas Vayikra. And the Ramban in Vayikra is also relating a little bit to this question as far as why it says Vayikra El Moshe. Because before he gets to Chazal said that every time Hashem spoke to Moshe, there was a Vayikra. Moshe. That's the Chazal saying. But the Pshuto Shemikra is that Vayikra Moshe is specific to this. This is the first Dibur from Ol Moed, and Hashem called to Moshe first. And the other times there was no Vayikra Moshe. That's the Pshuto Shemikra. So what does that mean exactly? Was the Shechina on the Mishkan? Was it not? And what's the Vayikra Moshe? That way, with Moshe standing, Rabban has to deal with this. Amar Kasuv, I have it here, but Vayikra Moshe, V'dav Hashem Eilav, V'l'Omer came B'Sham Mekomos. Moshe could not go into Ol Moed without being called. Hashem called him. Now remember, the Ramban just got finished saying initially that the Anan was not yet on the Mishkan. But yet, Moshe Ben still did not want to go in. The Ramban is assuming now, like his own pshat, that the Anan wasn't there. But he still didn't want to go in without permission. Now the thing is that the pasuk in the Pikudi says Lo Yachal Moshe Lav Ol Moed Kishachan Alav Ha'ana. So this is where you have to now work this Ramban into the Ramban that we just read in Pikudi. He says Shelo Yachal Moshe Lav Ol Moed Liyos Nigash Al Makom Sheshama Olkim Rak Bekriya Sheikra Osa. So one of the hagos here and one of the additions of the Ramban says even though the Ana wasn't on the Ol Moed yet, the Maase still didn't want to go in. Shekvar nema l'moshe v'dibarti et chamiya al-kaporas v'in shnei akruv m'shei v'aruch ha-shama. So the point is that Hashem is speaking from the kruvim. The kim v'shiyada she'Hashem yoshiv ha-kruvim. Now it's true the Anan wasn't on the Mishkan yet, but Hashem is yoshiv ha-kruvim nesiyari lava ba'omoy kal. So where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Outside. Not because the Anan was on the Mishkan, but because he didn't want to go in. If Hashem is Yoshev HaKeruvim, I can't go in without permission. At Shekara Elav. So Hashem called, Kasher B'Hasina, Shama V'Yikra Hashem U'Moshe, Rosh Hashanah V'Yal Moshe. V'Yikra Moshe B'Yom Hashem U'Tocha Anan. So there too, Hashem had to call Moshe. Oh, now comes another sentence. And this sentence also, we have to figure out what he means here. Oh, Shaloi Moshe Yodea, Shakovat Ba'o El Bashiyah Lo Adibar Misham. Moshe didn't know that the kavod was in the ohel. And that the dibur would come from there. Kiloki so ana yomashvik, that's a reseno, because the ana didn't cover yet. Now, what does he mean here? According to the first pshat, the kriya was to tell Moshe to come into Ol Moed not to be afraid. He's afraid. But he didn't need to be called about the dibur. He knew there was going to be a dibur. He knew Hashem would speak to him even though the anan wasn't on it. That's how he's learning here. But he just afraid to go in. But the second shot, the kriya was because Moshe didn't even know that Hashem would speak to him, because if there's no anan there, then who knows if Hashem will speak to him. So Hashem says, no, I'm going to speak to you now even though anan isn't here. If you look in the Shevel edition, they want to learn that the Ramban is working with both Pshatim and Pikudei, where the Anan, where this was on Yichal Gimel Ador, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I don't know that you have to say that way. The way that the Beis Hayayin were in Pshat, the Ramban is going both Pshatim with what he said in the beginning in Pikudei, that the Anan wasn't on yet. He was in the CRA, but he knew Hashem would speak, or he didn't know Hashem would speak. Either one, it was the Vayikra Moshe. Once he was called, he came all the way in. That's the pshat, that the kriya was a one-time kriya. That's what he just read at Pekudek. Rabbi Seinu Amru, Chazal say that really this is not just a one-time vayikra. Anytime Hashem had something to tell Moshe, for the entire 40 years, it was started with the Vayikra Moshe Moshe. Rashi quotes that Chazal. Kolmash Yomei Lov Moshe Moshe V'Yom Hineni. V'Zu Derech Chiba V'Zir Ezu Moshe. V'Nei Aldaita Miske Zeh Bekan Bavor Sheu Tchila Sadibra Shaya Elam Ol Moed Lamed Al Kulam Ki Kemi Mishpato Ko Ayam B'Chol HaTorah. So it's mentioned here, but this is the way it is all the time, not as a reshus to enter, not to tell them that I have what to tell you, but a derech chiba idea. These are various ways to learn pshat in Vayikra Moshe. Ramban al derech pshat means because this particular time Hashem had to call in because Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to come in, or because he didn't know that Hashem was going to speak at all because Anu wasn't there. According to Chazal, it's a Moshe Moshe, which was always what preceded the actual dim. Okay. Good.